rattle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this magnificent Monday, May 12th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just saw on Fox Business Stuart Varney listing off all of the accomplishments the Trump administration has been able to do, basically announced over the weekend. The Trump deal with China on tariffs, rolling back tariffs, 90 days pause to allow the process to enter into serious negotiations to come up with a plan that will end in a mechanism, an agreement to fix this trade imbalance with China once and for all. Well, American hostage Hamas is holding, he's coming home. This Thursday, Putin, President Putin of Russia, and Zelensky, President of Ukraine, are agreeing to meet face-to-face to end the war. Donald Trump says you need to come up with a ceasefire and put an end to this war once and for all. Trump gets involved in India-Pakistan war. Calls him up and says, that's it, you're done. Ceasefire now. Or I'm going to stop aid to both of your countries. I'm going to stop sending you defense, weaponry, and our military advice. And we're going to stop the foreign aid to your country. Guess what? Just announced, top of the hour, breaking news, India, Pakistan agreed to a ceasefire. Qatar, this week, when the president comes for a visit, giving him a brand new Boeing 747 jet to act as a brand new Air Force One. While he's in office, and for him to keep after he leaves office for his own personal use. They also announced that they're willing to give a plane, a jet, to the Defense Department. Their gift to America. Bitcoin going up. Right now, roughly, some of them, anywhere from 5 to 8% on the stock market, along with gold going down. This is amazing, people, what we're watching this week. So many things happening so quickly around the world. with his signing of lowering drug prices by an executive order just finished up in the White House, pharmaceutical companies already seeing their stocks going down. This is just absolutely amazing. Amazing what is going on. So, could we see a ceasefire, an end to the war in Ukraine on Thursday? Probably, most likely. And I got a very simple question for you folks. This would all have occurred had Kamala Harris been president, right? Not. Thank God for Donald Trump being elected on November 5th. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The process of being able to kick somebody off a ballot. This is kind of an interesting story, kind of an interesting case. Michigan Court of Appeals panel on Thursday last week they granted dismissal of a Livonia resident, Kristen Charette's lawsuit opposing certification of his Republican challenger's candidacy in the 22nd House District primary back in August of last year. The panel agreed that the matter was moot because the election had already occurred, but held it would exercise its discretion to address the legal issue because it was of public significance. The panel, Judge Christopher Murray, Michael Kelly, and Noah Hood, held that Charette lacked a legal right to remove the challenger from the primary ballot, and that there was a lack clear legal duty for the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, the named defendant, to do the same. Charette wanted a court of claims judge to remove the Republican candidate, Adam Safikas, from the August 24th ballot in Wayne County because he had heard from a reliable source that his opponent failed to document campaign contributions as required. The lower court dismissed Charette's suit against the Secretary of State, concluding the complaint was based on inferences and there was no indication Charette had personal knowledge of the evidence or that he could provide it in an admissible format. Safikas won the Republican primary 73-27%, according to the Secretary of State's records. However, Matt Colazar, the Democrat from Plymouth, won the November general, beating the winner of the Republican primary 53-47% in November's general election. Very interesting, because the case involves campaign finance records. The exact very thing that Jocelyn Benson has been fighting with the election integrity chair, Rochelle Schmidt, along with training materials provided to clerks on how to run the elections for 2020, 2022, and 2024. Well, tomorrow is the deadline, according to the subpoena that's been issued. Additional information still not being surrendered, even though Jocelyn Benson provided 1,900 pages of documentation to the committee chair, State Representative Rochelle Schmidt. Well, the deadline's tomorrow, and we'll see whether she ignores the subpoena and continues to refuse to provide the information. But one of the things that we're looking at here, very, very interesting. Now, another thing that, of course, we've been watching is the budget process. As we go forward, as we talk about the budget, well, part of the money coming from Washington, D.C., which is being proposed to be cut back per DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, Donald Trump's administration. Proposed federal budget cuts could cripple the ability of Michigan forecasters to monitor extreme weather and climate shifts, researchers warn. A draft plan from the White House would dismantle the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA's Office of Research, and could even shut down the Great Lakes Observing System. The system powers hundreds of buoys and models that monitor lake conditions in real time. President Trump and his administration argued that the cuts like these will reduce unnecessary government spending. But the impacts could be severe. And according to a lake effect weather expert at the Cooperative Institute for Great Lakes Research in Ann Arbor, The loss of these monitoring tools would result in crude forecasts that fail to reflect the complexity of lake-driven weather. According to the Great Lakes Observing System, roughly 11 million meteorological observations are shared with the National Weather Service annually to inform public forecasts and provide weather alerts. High winds, high waves affect the weather. This data includes lake temperatures, ice cover readings, both essential for predicting lake effect snowstorms that frequently hit Lake Michigan and Lake Superior coastlines. Wave height and current data also help forecasters predict flooding and storm surges. Manomi said, "We're not going to be able to predict where and how much snow we're going to get. If we don't have the ability, the municipalities might over-prepare or under-prepare for storms. Less reliable forecasts could mean unnecessary labor for salting roads, plowing, and other even more preemptive school closures." Well, the National Weather Service, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, did not respond to requests for comments. Manomi went on to say that the proposed budget cuts would also slash funding for university partnerships, coastal resilience programs, and long-term climate research connected to Michigan's changing climate. Could also hinder storm surges and flood risks. One of the major projects at risk is the Great Lakes Coastal and Inland Flood Mapping Project. This was launched after 2019 Lake Ontario's flood caused millions of dollars in damage. The project created a model to predict future flooding events. After proving successful, the project expanded to the northern part of the Great Lakes. Also, according to Abby Hudson, a climate scientist with the Cooperative Institute, Great Lakes Research, called the proposed cuts disheartening. "We would be losing the leader in the world of research," she said. "It's like, for example, losing Tom Brady at his heyday in the NFL. Hudson noted that the operational forecasters used lake effect data to accurately predict the duration and severity of the 2022 Christmas blizzard, the one that we had in Northwest Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. The storm dropped up to 3 feet in snows like Antrim County, my home county here in the listening area, said that the forecast helped local officials warn the public in time. Hudson said losing the Great Lakes Observing System real-time lake monitoring network would have significant recreational impacts as well. Its data is available online for snowmobilers, boaters, anglers, and others that plan to enjoy the Great Lakes and the north recreational areas of our state. Although Congress has the final say in the budget, NOAA can appeal specific cuts. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he hopes to send a final version of the budget for the next fiscal year to Trump's desk by Memorial Day. That's just a couple of weeks away. So, something we're keeping an eye on. See if it in fact gets cut or whether it is saved from the budget cuts signed by President Trump later this summer. Another short little story talking about the state duck. The wood duck would be Michigan's official duck under State Representative Alabas Farhat of Democrats' legislation, House Bill 4044. It was reported from the House Government Operations Committee on Thursday. Farhat said the wood duck is a remarkable story of conservation and what it means when government and private groups come together to protect and preserve a cherished animal. I don't hunt ducks, but I do admire their majestic beauty as a creature that walks and swims and flies. I mean, it's quite remarkable. It does all three. What more do you want? Well, even the Republican Kurt Vanderwall agrees. He sits on the committee as well. We can walk and swim, but we can't fly. Greg Leslie from Ducks Unlimited said the state's leadership team unanimously supported the idea of the wood duck being the state's duck. Also, another person, Callie Rush from Ducks Unlimited, said she studied wood ducks as part of her master's program. Also learned that wood ducks are one of the only waterfowl species that nest in tree cavities. After a period during which Michigan's economy was largely dependent on lumbering, most of the wood ducks inhabit their population area habitats were destroyed. They also almost went extinct. But according to the work of conservationists, the public helped build the wood duck boxes, bringing back their population, raising it to a level where they have become harvestable again. Final statements. Rush said, I would like to note that the comeback of the wood duck rivals that of the American bald eagle, a lot of other major species that we all know and love. Have you guys noticed more American bald eagles flying around up here in northern Michigan? I have. It was absolutely amazing over the weekend. I was traveling down towards Traverse City, and one flew right over my car, right in front of the windshield. Man, those wingspans are something else. Unbelievable. Beautiful bird. Absolutely amazing. Well, their population is growing, and so is the wood duck. Soon to be, according to the vote on this coming out of committee, looks like it is going to be named the state duck. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.